USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The House has passed the $1.9 trillion COVID relief package. After the bill's passage, Speaker Nancy Pelosi touted the importance of the legislation.
So on this occasion, and I think I can safely say, and I've said this to my colleagues in the House on the Democratic side, this is the most consequential legislation that many of us will ever be a party to.
No Republican member of the House voted for the package. Texas GOP Congressman Jody Arrington criticized the bill for being a blue state bailout instead of COVID relief.
It's because Speaker Pelosi is throwing your tax dollars at Democrat cronies like a float captain throws beads at a Mardi Gras parade. Bailouts for union pensions, bailouts for cash flush states like California, bailouts for schools who still refuse to open their doors to struggling students.
President Biden is expected to sign the bill before the weekend when federal unemployment benefits would expire. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
President Biden announced Wednesday that the federal government would order another 100 million doses of the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine, calling it a necessary move to ensure the nation is prepared for any contingency.
Today, I'm directing Jeff and my HHS team to produce another 100 million doses and purchase another 100 million doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. I'm doing this because in this wartime efforts, we need maximum flexibility. There's always a chance that we'll encounter unexpected challenges, or there'll be a new need for a vaccine effort, a vaccination effort. A lot can happen. A lot can change. And we need to be prepared.
The White House says any surplus vaccines would be shared with other countries. Vaccination efforts in the U.S. have accelerated in the last several weeks, with more than 93 million doses administered and more than 32 million Americans fully vaccinated. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
If you're tired of springing forward and falling back, there's a move in the Senate to do away with daylight savings time. Lance Bry has the story from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
A bipartisan group of senators have renewed efforts to permanently end the twice-a-year daylight savings time transition. First incorporated on July 1, 1908, the residents of Port Arthur, Ontario, Canada, initiated the plan. In 1970, Port Arthur became Thunder Bay, and with nearly 2,200 hours of sunlight each year, Thunder Bay is the sunniest city in eastern Canada. The time change was first initiated in the United States during World War I, and then reinstituted again during World War II, all a part of the war effort's energy-saving plan. Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith, a Republican from Mississippi, says the public safety improvements, economic benefits, as the well-being of the American people are all excellent, credible reasons to embrace year-long daylight savings time. End quote. Arizona and Hawaii are the only states that do not participate in DST. Oh, and by the way, daylight savings time is this weekend as we spring forward 1 hour early Sunday morning. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And University of Kansas Athletic Director Jeff Long is stepping down just days after letting go of head football coach Les Miles for allegations of inappropriate behavior with female students during his time at LSU. Long hired Miles in 2018 and said he'd done his due diligence on the coach in the hiring process. In a statement, Long said he no longer wanted to be a distraction to the athletes at the school. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.